Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode. Hello, and welcome to the Mastin Kip Podcast. I'm your host, Mastin Kip, and I am the creator of Functional Life Coaching, where we discover the root cause emotional blocks that are holding you back from success. And I'm also the creator of Trauma Hacking, helping you turning your nervous system into your ally, and the best-selling author of the book Claim Your Power, and also a trauma survivor advocate. And this podcast is from my heart to yours. I'm going to share with you all kinds of different things, different coaching experiences that I've had with people, different parts of my life, maybe an excerpt from a seminar, different interviews with friends and thought leaders, all about how to get unstuck, how to hack your nervous system, how to turn your nervous system into your ally and really get the edge so that you can really live your dreams, live your purpose, and most importantly, pay it forward. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. One favor I have for you is this. If you love this podcast, remember to subscribe to it. And if you feel called, please feel free to leave a review, because reviews really matter, helps us spread the word, and helps other people really discover this podcast. So if this was valuable to you, please feel free to leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. And if there's anything in this episode or any episode that really strikes you as an aha moment, shoot us an email to hello@mastinkip.com. Tell us which episode it was and about what time the breakthrough was in the episode, so that we can really know, because I'd love to hear from you what your aha moments are. I love hearing that, and my team loves hearing that too. So without any further ado, please enjoy this episode of the Mastin Kip Podcast.
So what I want to talk about for a second is this idea of trauma versus response. Okay, so here's the deal. Okay, many people, I would say the world in general, especially certainly on social media, Instagram and TikTok and stuff, like trauma is trending. People know about trauma. Everybody's talking about trauma, and I'm so happy about that. Back when we first got started, nobody was talking about trauma, and now everybody's talking about trauma, which is awesome, okay? Awesome. But here's the difference, okay? Trauma is an injury. It's an injury, okay? So if you break your leg, that's a trauma, okay? If you're neglected, that's a trauma. There are different types of trauma. There's blunt force trauma. There's physical trauma. There's emotional trauma. There's all kinds of trauma. Now, the good news is, y'all, the world is becoming aware that we have emotional injuries that are happening. Who follows? Does this make sense? And many people know some or many of the injuries they've been through. Some people are like, I don't know what my injuries are yet. Some people are like, I got my injury list. Let me just give you a detailed list and accounting of all the ways I have been injured by you, right? So there's lots of different ways of looking at it, okay? But what's happening now is, because we're becoming aware of the injury, that's like dysregulating to think about, right? It's like, oh, I got trauma, right? And then what we do is, without awareness, we're like, well, you gave it to me. You gave me my trauma, right? And on certain levels, we were traumatized when we were younger, and there's certain things that start to happen, and I get all that. And, right, if you like look at your romantic partner in the middle of a fight and you go, you're re-traumatizing me, no, we are not doing that, okay? By the way, someone disagreeing with you is not gaslighting, okay? Just so we're super clear. Gaslighting is abuse on purpose to make someone not believe their reality. Disagreeing with you is not gaslighting, okay? So what's happening in the world today is we're becoming trauma aware. Okay, we are aware of injury. Okay, but how do we heal injuries? Think about this. You get a broken leg, you put it in a cast, and you're like, look, that person broke my leg. Let them break it again. See, did it again. And you just live constantly breaking the leg again. That's not how you heal. Who follows? This makes sense? Okay. So we have to delineate between a couple things. One is the injury itself, what happened to you, okay? The next part is the response to what happened to you. And here's what happened. we've been through things that hurt us emotionally. Some of it could be very intense. Some of it could be low level, but all the time, right? There's a large variety of the injuries. But the response to what happened to you in your body is also important, okay? Meaning, I stopped using my voice. I was no longer vulnerable. I didn't take up space. I valued perfectionism. I became stressed out and hypervigilant. And the response is not the injury. They're different. Who follows? Does this make sense? The injury and the response are different things, okay? And so the next level, now that we're becoming trauma aware, is to understand how we respond. Now, here's the thing. When we're younger or when we're in a traumatic experience, we don't know there's a response happening because we're being overridden by it. There's no awareness there. There's no sense of self there. Once you know you have trauma, here's why. Once you know you have trauma, the next thing to know is you get to choose how you respond. And that's adulting. It's hard. Now, there could be people who are still traumatizing you or systems that are still traumatizing you. 100% yes. But once you know it's happening, there's a role for you to play in that as well. Who follows? This makes sense? Okay. So there's the injury and there's the response to the injury. But here's the thing. Is the response conscious or unconscious? That's the question. And when we have mental health disorders or problems in our life, usually there's an unconscious response happening. And we call it a panic attack. We call it anxiety. We call it depression. Okay. Those are unconscious responses. But once you know and you become trauma aware, you better be careful because we got to grow up. We got to adult at this point because that means we get to choose our response over time. And there's a difference between being in a trauma response and with it. There's a big difference. When you're in a response, you don't know it. When you're with it, it's happening, but with awareness. That's the game changer. Who follows? Okay. And here's the deal. Okay. The reason why you haven't embodied it at the next level yet is because there's relationship that has to be built there. Because there's what happened to you, there's the response to what happened to you, and then there's parts of you that are not happy with that response. Why do you always not speak up? Why can't you just push harder? Why can't you do these things, right? And we want to improve the relationship, not just between the injury and the response, but the response to the response. This is some inception shit, I know, okay? All right? But there's what happened to you, one. Number two, there's a response to what happened to you. And three, there's your response to that response. And there's many ways you can categorize this. There's lots of different parts, modalities that are out there, Gestalt therapy and internal family systems. And you can go do, transactional analysis. There's so many parts work things out there, okay? So don't go Googling modalities right now, okay? Lots of, we are not one thing, okay? We are many things. But what we have to work on, y'all, the goal is to improve your response to the response.
Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a 5-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world. And I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, would very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, we very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.